ABC Radio Australia.
Now to more soccer, because we now know who will play who in the group stage of the OFC Champions League to be hosted by Vanuatu in May. Here's a rapid-fire version of how the draw played out, with OFC Competitions Director Chris Kemp presiding.
The first team drawn and into Group A is Suva FC. The team into Group B is Ephira Blackbird. Now the second team in Group A is Lupe Ole Soanga from Samoa. In Group B, we have Hikari United from Papua New Guinea. Now into Group A, we have Auckland City FC. Team number three in Group B is ISPRA from Tahiti. Now to the final two teams. Final team in Group A is the Solomon Warriors, which leaves the last team to be drawn, Tigerspor from New Caledonia. Each team will play each other once in the group stage, with the winners and runners-up of each group qualifying for the semi-finals.
So, just to confirm, Group A in Luganville will feature Suva FC from Fiji, Lupe Ole Soanga from Samoa, Auckland City from New Zealand, and the Solomon Warriors. And Group B, hosted by Port Vila, will be composed of Ephira Blackbird representing the host nation, Hikari United from PNG, ASPRA from Tahiti, and Tigerspor from New Caledonia. To cast his eye over the draw, we're joined now by Harry Addison, president of the Port Vila Football Association. Harry, good morning. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Good morning, Richard.
I imagine a lot of excitement building in Vanuatu. First time that the country has had the opportunity to host the OFC Champions League. And importantly, you got the draw you wanted. The home club, Ephira, will be in Port Vila.
Yes, that's correct, Richard. Fans in Vanuatu are already excited to watch and see the OFC Champions League in May for the first time. You know, in the past, we have one group played in Vanuatu, but this time we host the whole competition. Eight teams play in two different groups, as you all know. And also, as president of Port Vila Football Association, I'm very happy that Ephira Blackbird is in the Group B and play in the home ground in Port Vila. So it's going to be a very big competition, and Vanuatu is waiting.
Now, Ephira have not played in the OFC Champions League before, so how do you rate their chances? Because it looks like a pretty tough group. Kari United back in the OFC Champions League, I think after a seven-year gap. Piray and Tiga from Tahiti and New Caledonia, no easy beats for sure.
That's very true. The island nations, when you talk about Tiga Sport, first time ever, Kari United, a lot of experience, and also ISPRA from Tahiti. Ephira, as host of this competition in Group B, Richard, they're going to fly to Australia on the 24th of April to prepare themselves for 2 weeks before flying back to Vanuatu on the 9th of May, a few days before the kickoff on Monday, the 15th. So Ephira is looking forward. Ephira's got a very good coach, experienced player, Robert Yalu, who played for Vanuatu for many tournaments in Oceania. And he is the Vanuatu development coach who won the Friendship Cup between Vanuatu Central Coast Marina last year and Vanuatu Team A, and also runner-up of the Melanesian or MSG Prime Minister's Cup against Papua New Guinea in Vanuatu last year. So they've got some good players. But at the end of the day, as you mentioned, Group B will be a group of death. The island teams will face each other, and it's not going to be easy in Port Vila.
What about the lineup in Luganville? I mean, Auckland City, of course, have been the team to beat in the OFC Champions League for many years now, apart from, I think, 2010 it was, when Hikari United managed to win the Champions League. But so Auckland against Solomon Warriors, Lupe from Samoa, Suva FC. Is it a case of who comes second?
Yes, Auckland, sorry, is always the favourite to become the first in Group A. But football, you know, Richard, 11 is 11 against 11, and also they will play in Luganville. For Solomon Warriors and Suva, yeah, one of them will be the second in Group A. But for Solomon Warriors, Luganville's got a player who play for Solomon Warriors, John Alick, and he will be the main person for Solomon Warriors, and he will get the support from Luganville football, Luganville fans, to support Solomon Warriors in Luganville-Sando. And also with Suva Football Club, we have Asaria Solomon from Vanuatu, he played for Suva. So it will be a mixed feeling for the supporters in Luganville. But at the end of the day, I think the supporters for Luganville will call for Solomon Warriors because of John Alik.
And I recall going back a few years ago that when the Pacific Mini Games were hosted by Vanuatu, people had their doubts about that event because it was coming on the back of a cyclone. Here you are now about to host the OFC Champions League on the back of two cyclones. I mean, do you think that this will lift the spirits of the people of Vanuatu to have this kind of attention on them and to have this motivation, if you like, to get on and host an important event like this?
Oh, yes, Richard. Cyclone is our friend. We face a lot of cyclone every year, from October to April every year, and we have a lot of experience with cyclone. And cyclone make us stronger. I think if you remember, we have a team in 2015 in Papua New Guinea Pacific Games, and we call themselves the Vanuatu Cyclones. So we experience a lot of cyclones, but this will not put us down. We will continue to prepare, especially for Ivra Blackbird. We will be ready to host this competition, and I think this competition will give a smile to all the fans in Vanuatu.
And before the OFC Champions League kicks off, there's a tournament taking place right now in Fiji. This is a Tri-Nations international tournament, Solomon Islands, Fiji, Vanuatu, and the Fiji under-20 team involved. Vanuatu went down 2-0 to Solomon Islands yesterday, so it's going to be tough for them to win that tournament now, isn't it? But it's interesting that we have the three Melanesian teams there, but no Papua New Guinea. Are you surprised they're not involved?
Yes, I think it's not a Melanesian Cup. It's just an invitation from Fiji Football Association to prepare the under-20 before they go to the World Cup this year, if under-20 World Cup. But it's a surprise because Papua New Guinea is always strong. After 2010, when Ekari won this OFC Champions League, they become stronger and stronger. So they won the MSG Premier League in Vanuatu last year. So, yes, as you mentioned, Richard, I think Papua New Guinea should be in this competition to help Fiji under-20. But Fiji hosts this competition. They won Vanuatu on Solomon Island. So we just wish them all the best in the last games coming up in the next few days. I know Vanuatu lost to Solomon Island. This is a 2-0. But I think it's good for Solomon Island, too, to have lots of under-23 players in the team. For us, we need to start thinking about the future, and we need to start using new players in the national team.
So plenty to look forward to. One more round of matches in that Tri-Nations tournament in Fiji, and then in May, the OFC Champions League arrives in Vanuatu. Harry, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme, and best of luck with hosting the tournament. It's going to be a great couple of weeks.
Thank you, Richard. Have a good day.
Harry Addison there, president of the Port Vila Football Association.